Jerry of the Circus. For Jerry of the Circus.
Johnny Bradley is in there with that lion. Dolly, listen to him yell. Can somebody help him quick?
Drag that cage up there to this door. I'm going in there.
You gotta save him. You just gotta.
Gee whiz, Mr. Jason. He'll get killed.
Well, I've got to save that man. Nemo is the most dangerous lion I've got. Out of my way, folks. I'm going to open that door.
Out of my way! Any of you folks seen Jason around here?
He's safe.
He's not hurt.
Bradley, oh, thank heaven.
Oh, so there you are. Listen, young man, I'd thank you to keep your toothless old lions out of my wagon.
What?
Toothless?
Well,
where is he?
Why, it's an imposition, that's what it is. The idea of letting those old cats around loose might scare someone to death, you might.
But Mr. Bradley...
But me no buts, young man. Just keep those mangy, moth-eaten lions out of my way. There he is again. Now here was I reading some of Shakespeare's finest sonnets, and that cowardly lion leaped into my wagon so startling me that I reached for my shoe and gave him a well-deserved cuff on the ear.
I'm hearing things. It can't be true.
Well, where is he now, Mr. Bradley?
Well, crouching back of my trunk, the yellow-livered jungle cat. Why, I was so overcome with anger at being disturbed that I fear I lost control of myself and threw everything at him that I could lay my hands on.
Well, if you'll get out of the doorway, Mr. Bradley, we'll get him into his cage now.
It was preposterous to have let him out in the first place.
Yes, of course. Now, if you'll just get out of the way. Men, move that cage close to the openings and take no chances this time. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Whew. Of all the crazy things I ever heard of.
One of you hand me that long pole. I'll poke him out from behind that trunk.
I must say, I see no reason for not going in and taking him out by his ear.
But, Mr. Bradley, that's Nemo.
Makes no difference to me what his name is. He disturbed my rest, and I'm very annoyed.
But Nemo is Jason's most dangerous cat.
Oh, stop it, nonsense.
But he is, really, Mr. Bradley.
Dangerous? Fiddlesticks. Why, he's a great big hulking coward.
Well, that's right, boys. Stand by. Nemo, get out of there. Nemo, scat. Beat it. Oh, good. There he goes. Watch out there. Ah, right into the wagon. Oh, that's...
Well, there.
At last. I'm glad that's over with. Push that wagon on back where it belongs. I'll be over there in a minute. I want to talk to Johnny.
Gee whiz, Jason. I bet you're sure glad to have that lion all safe and sound.
Oh, you bet I am. Oh, Johnny, I'm terribly sorry that lion upset you.
Well, just so it doesn't happen again.
Well, you don't think I'd let a thing like that happen if I could help it, do you?
Well, I always liked you, Jason, and I must admit it seemed kind of careless.
Careless? You don't seem to realize that Nemo is my most vicious cat.
And Jerry's been trying to tell me some such foolishness.
Oh, it's no foolishness. That cat is the most treacherous one I've got.
Well, it would seem to me that that would be all the better reason not to let him around loose. Of course, I must admit animals are somewhat out of my line.
Johnny, you certainly take the cake.
Jason, why didn't Nemo hurt Mr. Bradley?
Well, because he was too scared.
But you just said... Gee, Jason, that doesn't make sense.
I'm just getting you all balled up. I guess I'm not very good at explaining. Now, look, it's like this. Now, you weren't scared, were you, Johnny?
No, I was too mad to think of being scared.
Well, now, if Johnny had been scared, Nemo would have sensed it the moment he had got inside that door. Well, you know that animals can always sense when you're scared, don't you?
Yeah, I know that.
Well, he was plenty scared.
What with all the yelling we were doing and trying to catch him, and then Rags barking like mad.
Yeah, I guess he was too scared to think when he lets a little pup chase him across the lot.
What? Do you mean to say that young animal of yours chased that big lion?
Right into your wagon, didn't you, Rags? You see?
You're the fellow who's to blame for putting me to all this trouble, eh?
He certainly is. In all the years I've trained animals, that's the craziest sight I've ever seen.
Go on with what you're going to say.
Well, if Johnny had been scared, Nemo would have leaped onto him and hurt him.
Boy, oh boy.
But instead, Johnny jumped at him and threw things at him, and, well, you see what happened.
Golly, that's your something.
And a pretty lucky something for me.
You don't know how lucky. Listen, Johnny, when you came out of there and began bawling us out about that toothless old lion, I could hardly talk. I expected that cat to jump out at you any minute.
Yeah, he stood there in the open doorway just talking a long time, didn't he?
I'll say he did. I admit, I was scared stiff, for you.
Well, it's all over with now, and I apologize if I was a bit testy.
Jason, oh, Mr. Jason.
Yes?
The cage is back where it belongs.
Oh, thanks, Spike. I'll be over there in a minute.
And who is Spike?
One of the new stakers.
Yeah, I got him his job.
You got him a job?
Sure. That day, Zeke jumped the show. Murray needed another man, so I found Spike.
Well, good for you.
I guess I'd better get back to Nemo and see if he's quieted down yet. I'll see you all later.
Better be sure those cages are checked over so nothing like that will happen again.
You can bet I'll be sure. Well, so long.
See you later, Jason. Oh, Spike.
Hello there, kid. Something wrong?
No, I just wondered how Nemo seemed after all the excitement. Were you heading someplace special?
Oh, no, I just thought I'd drop by and see if Murray needs any help. Guess there'd be plenty of cleaning up to do.
Yeah, Nemo sure caused an awful rumpus. Oh, say, you don't know Mr. Bradley. Oh,
I know you, Mr. Bradley, but I guess you don't know me.
I'm glad to meet you, Spike. I'm indebted to you for finishing up what I started with Nemo.
Say, you didn't tell me how Nemo is now. It's all over.
Well, he's kind of tuckered out, I should say. He's crouched way back in the corner of his cage, and he's just sort of staring wide-eyed like.
Guess you and Rags scared the stuffing out of him, Mr. Bradley.
Well, I better get going. You should have heard Clara signing off over there in the wardrobe top.
Well, Spike, glad to have met you. Think you'll stay with us? Jerry here was telling me you're new on the job.
Yeah, I am. Well, I sure hope I stay. Won't be my fault if I don't.
Mr. Randall's a mighty fine man to work for, Spike. And if you treat him right, he'll always treat you right.
Well, I'm satisfied.
Say, you're beginning to look better already, Spike.
Well, how do you mean, Jerry?
Oh, I don't know. You looked kind of pale when you first came.
Well, Spike, working out of doors soon puts color into your skin.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Say, why don't you take your cap off while you're working? You'd get lots more sun that way.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just used to wearing a cap.
But you wear it so far down over your left ear, and it covers your head all up.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't work without it, I'm afraid, Jerry.
So, you're a creature of habit, too, my man.
Yeah, I guess I am. Well, sorry, I gotta get to work. I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, bye, Spike.
Until we meet again, Spike.
He's nice. I kind of like him.
Yes. Yes, of course.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
What? No. I was just thinking. It was a funny thing. There's something vaguely familiar about that young man's countenance. But somehow it keeps escaping me.
Yeah, people are always reminding me of someone I know, too.
Yeah, but that young man. Funny, I can't just place him.
Well, you couldn't have seen him before because he just joined the show.
Well, it'll come to me. I never forget a face. I tell you, my boy, as a younger man, I had a phenomenal memory.
Yeah, you must have had.
Now, why do you say that, Jerry?
Well, look at all the poetry you know by heart.
Oh, that's nothing, son. Why, in my prime, I used to know most of Shakespeare's plays by heart. Every line.
Really?
Indeed, I did. Not to mention many, many other plays.
Gee, sometimes at school, I can't even remember my lesson for the next day.
We used to do a different play every night. And not just two-hour plays like in our theaters nowadays. Why, often our plays would last for 4 hours.
You mean to say you'd know enough plays all by heart so you could do a different one every night?
Indeed, yes. It was necessary to know from 30 to 100 or more parts if a man wanted to get a job in the theater in my day.
Golly.
And nowadays, they hire an actor and teach him the part after he's hired.
See, Mr. Bradley, I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is it, Jerry?
I got a letter from my lawyer today.
You did? You mean that young man back in Jackson City who gave this spaghetti party?
Yeah, and my case is coming up before the Superior Court. He hopes tomorrow. At least that seems to be what he was trying to tell me.
Yes, well?
Well, it was kind of mixed up, and knowing you're pretty smart about things like that, I wondered if you'd like to read it for me and explain exactly what it means.
Why, of course, Jerry, I'd be glad to.
I left the letter in the wagon. It's right over here. Want to walk over?
I'd be glad to.
Good. Come on, Rags, we're going places. Rags! Say, Rags!
No, he was here just a minute ago.
He can get out of sight quicker than anything I ever saw. Rags! Oh, there you are. What you doing in Mr. Bradley's wagon? Of all the curious mutts. Come on, we're heading for our wagon. See, he's happy just as long as we're going someplace.
So, you got a letter from that nice young lawyer. Do you hear from him often, Jerry?
Sure. He writes me every week just to keep me posted on my case. Golly, I'm anxious about that safety deposit box.
I believe you said once it was in your father's name.
Yeah, seems like it's sure taken a long time for the courts to make up their minds to let me open it.
Well, that's the trouble with the law, my boy. Always a lot of red tape.
Seems like a lot of foolishness to me. It just makes common sense that if your dad leaves something behind, he'd want his only son to have it, instead of a lot of strangers.
Yes, I know. But of course the law is meant to protect its citizens. And that's why they want to be sure they don't make mistakes.
Yeah. Hey, Rags, stop running off. That curiosity of yours will get you into trouble one of these days. Well, here we are. If you wait just a jiffy, I'll run in and get the letters. No one here. They're probably hanging around the mess tent waiting for the flag to go up.
Nice doggy. Nice doggy. Now, come on, Rags. Come on. That's right. Yeah, you like to have your ears scratched, eh?
He sure does. Here's the letter. Shall we sit here on the steps?
Fine. Now, let me see what that boy has to say. I mean, that lawyer. Well, well, well.
Shh, be quiet, Rags. Can't you see Mr. Bradley is busy?
Well, Jerry, this is simple enough. Young Grayson says he hopes your case will come up, let me see. Yes, that would be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I thought it said. But what was that stuff about if they didn't have time to do it tomorrow, they'd have to wait until the next something or other?
Let me see. Oh, yes, this is it. If they don't get to your case tomorrow, it will have to be laid over until the next session.
Yeah, but what does that mean? The next day?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jerry, but that means that all the members of the court are adjourned until they're called together again.
But Jiminy Willikers, well, when will that be?
Well, guess that depends on the custom of that state.
Aw, oh, gee, I hope they get it to tomorrow. I'd feel terrible to have to wait much longer to see what's in that box.